Begin my talk this morning by reading the fifth vow of the Bodhisattva, established by Bodhisattva Dharmakara. This vow having been fulfilled along with the other 48 vows when Bodhisattva Dharmakara became Amida Buddha. So as we come here at the temple and we show our reverence before the image of Amida Buddha, we're really showing our reverence to these enlightened mind that's expressed here in these 48 vows. So this is one of the vows and one of the aspects of enlightenment. この阿弥陀 如来の 48願 の 第5願 を 今からいただきますが この 阿弥陀 如来の 48願 は 仏様が 私たちを 幸せになるように 誓っている 仏様の 願いの 心 私たちを 願っている 心 でございます。 Please join me in 合掌。 合掌 をお願いします。 If when I attained Buddhahood, the humans and devas in my land should not remember all their former lives and thus be unable to know at least the events of the previous 100,000 kotis of nayutas of kalpas, may I not attain the perfect enlightenment.
私が仏になる時、私の国の天人や人々が 宿命を得ず限りない過去のことまで知り尽くすことができないようなら私は決して悟りを開きませんと。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ。Once
again, good morning and welcome to our senior gathering for the month of May. 皆さんようこそ 5月の シニアの集いの So this vow that I read at the start of my talk, this expresses the Buddha's wish for us to know the past, to remember the past, and to feel a connection with the past. この仏様の第5願というのは、この過去のことを思い出せること、過去のことを大切にすることを、この中に述べていますね。So thinking about treasuring the past, it uses this expression to remember our former lives. So this is an interesting Buddhist idea, the idea of past lives. 過去の生まれ、前世ということですね。 So in Buddhism, we have this teaching of many lives. One of the ways in which we can understand this is that moment to moment, we are changing constantly. 一瞬一瞬に前あったことが終わって今から新しいことが始まるというお心ですね。 So moment to moment we cease to be one thing and we become something anew. So in the course of our lifetime, we go through many of these changes. そして一つの人生の中に何回も何回も生まれ変わって。 Think about it, we begin as children, then we grow up. We maybe perhaps become parents, or we become members of society. Some of us become grandparents. Some of us are aunts and uncles. We have these connections and these many different lives that we live. まあ小さい時は子供であって、大人になって、またお父さんお母さんになって、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんになって、おじいかおばあとかいろいろな生まれ変わりがあるんですね。 And at each of these stages, we become a different person. してまあ 一回変わったら人生が大きく変わるんですね。 So lately I've been remembering one of my past lives, one of my former lives. I lived for 1 year. I worked in the city of Seattle. I lived in Seattle for 1 year and I worked for a freight forwarding company. Freight forwarding company. Does anyone know what freight forwarding is? Yeah, this is Hirabayashi knows about freight forwarding. So freight forwarding is they're kind of like the middlemen, so to speak, who move cargo from one place to another. So I worked for a company that moved cargo mainly from China to Seattle and Portland in the Northwest. And for example, one of our big clients was a promotional goods company who was a contractor for the Seattle Mariners. It's a baseball team. And at the time, there was a baseball player by the name of Ichiro Suzuki who was playing for the Mariners. And so one of the shipments that I handled, I was in charge of ocean import, bringing things by sea from Seattle. And one of my shipments I handled was a load of about 50,000 Ichiro Suzuki bobblehead dolls. You know what a bobblehead doll is? 1回5万のイチローさんのバブルヘッドの人形ですけど頭がなんかもう体より2倍ぐらい大きくてこういうスプリングがあってこう動くという人形なんですけど So they were having Ichiro Suzuki bobblehead doll game at the Safeco Field, and so I might, and of course they wanted to send it by ocean freight because it was cheap, but they wanted it there right away, you know, very soon. して、非常に急ぐんですけど、こういう、あまりお金を払いたくないから、船に乗せてくるんですね。 So I remember I was there, we were waiting for the shipment to come in, the steamship had arrived, I called up the shipping company and I said, are the dolls ready to be unloaded from the ship? And they said, oh, not yet. And I said, okay. And then I hung up the phone. I'll call back later, I thought. My boss came up behind me and says, what are you doing? What are you doing? He says, you got to push these people. You got to push them. You got to yell at them. You got to get mean, or they're not going to take you seriously. そして上司が私がこういう貨物がもう 船から降ろしましたかと、その船の会社に電話したら、あ、まだですと言ったら、あ、じゃあまた電話しますと聞いて。で、その上司がすぐにここで走っていて、いや、それがダメですよ。怒らないといけないんですよ。こう、プッシュしないと、バカにされるから。もう、こういう、なんか背骨を持っても、こういう、プッシュしないと。 And that was just one example of how I was not a good freight forwarder. 私はこの仕事に非常に向いていないものですよ。 So my tendency was just to, oh, okay, I'll call back later. You know, maybe I'm better suited to being a Buddhist priest. Oh, okay, I can accept that.
まあ、なんでもありという姿勢で、まあ、おそらく僧侶の方が向いてるかもしれませんね、坊さんの方が。
But so how did I wind up with this job? じゃあ、こんなに向いてない仕事はどうやって見つけたということですね。 And I give the credit to a bodhisattva. 要は菩薩のおかげだと私が思います。 So it's said in Buddhism that in our lives, we meet bodhisattvas. 菩薩に出会うことがあると言うんですね。 And a bodhisattva is a being who shows us great kindness and guides us along on our path through life, on our path to awakening. 菩薩というのは私たちを導いて、こういう悟りの地に届くように導く存在ですね。 And so this bodhisattva that I met was a woman by the name of Cynthia Tong. To Cynthia-sama方ですね. She was actually a Chinese Cambodian immigrant from Cambodia. そしてカンボディアの、まあ、華僑というんですけど、中国系の方ですね. And her husband was the owner of this company. そして、そのCynthia-さんの旦那さんがこの社長でした。社長でした。 So when I moved to Seattle after I finished a master's degree in Buddhist studies, a master's degree in Buddhist studies, in my case, involved learning to read classical Chinese, learning to read very old Chinese texts. So I could, you know, when I finished graduate school, I could read that Ju Sege that we just chanted. I could read it and understand what it meant, but I couldn't read a Chinese newspaper. して私大学院が終わったらこういう古いお経が読めるんですけど、 中国の新聞は読めないんですよ。 So it is not a particularly useful kind of education for going out into the business world. そしてこの教育はこれをもって仕事を探そうとなかなかのことですね。People weren't exactly lining up to hire me to translate their Chinese Buddhist sutras. そしてまあなかなか中国の経典を翻訳する仕事がなかったですね、その時は。
Probably the same as the case now. So I was looking for jobs and I wrote on my resume very proudly, master's degree in Buddhist studies from the University of Michigan.
そしてレジュメに自分の、経歴に、まあ、ミシガン大学の、仏教学の修士があるんですね。
So then I sent it out and people were not calling me back.
そして誰も私に電話をかけて採用しようとしたんです。
I only received one interview.
One interview. そしてたった一個だけに電話して面接しようというんですね。
And that was with Mrs. Tang.
それは、まあ、父さん、シンティアさんのインタビューがあったんですね。
And she said, you know, what we do here is we ship freight, but I see that you studied Buddhism in school. And so, tell me about this. Why are you interested in Buddhism?
Why are you interested in Buddhism? We're Buddhist, but we don't study Buddhism. We're Buddhist, and so why are you interested in Buddhism? You're not from a Buddhist family. You're not even from a place where other Buddhists live. Why are you interested in Buddhism? She just was so interested in this.
And so she said, well, you know, you're not really qualified for this job, but let me talk to my husband.
そして私が仏教を勉強したことは非常に興味深くて何回も仏教について質問してで面接が終わったらまあこの仕事のする資格はなあまりないんですけどちょっと旦那さんに話してみますから。
And then sure enough, the next day she called me up and she said, can you start tomorrow?
そして翌日に電話してじゃあ明日仕事できますかと言って。
Now up until this point, I hadbeen fairly successful in the things that I'd done studying. I got into a good college, got into a good graduate school. So I was felt pretty good about myself. I thought I was pretty smart. I thought I was a pretty good worker.
で、今までにあまり失敗したことなくて、じゃあ私が何でもできるような人間だとジムが思ってたんですね。
And as soon as I started working in this job, I realized it was really hard.
まあこの仕事は非常に難しかったですね。
Many of my colleagues had only high school education, but they were so much more better at this job than I was.
そして、まあ、同僚が、まあ、高校の教育しか持ってない同僚は非常に私よりもよく働いてたんですね。
And so this taught me to really think about myself and to realize that there are many things that I'm not good at, that I'm not able to do well.
まあ、人生の中に上手じゃないものがたくさんあると気づいたんですね。
And at the time, I really hated that job.
まあ、当時はこの仕事はもう嫌でした。とっても嫌でした。
But looking back on it now, I realized it was a precious experience because it taught me one of the most important lessons of the Buddha Dharma to recognize my own limitations.
まあ、当時は仕事嫌だったけど、今繰り返してみたら非常にありがたいご縁だったと私が思います。というのは自分ができないことを気づいて、何でもできることわけじゃない私ですから。
And when you come to that understanding, there are things that I can't do. That's when you really open your mind and begin to listen and learn from those around you.
そして自分ができないことが気づいたら耳を開いて、周りに耳を傾いて手伝うことはいただけるんですね。
And I experienced so much kindness from my coworkers.
同僚は非常に優しかったですね。
When they heard me have a difficult conversation on the phone, they would come over and give me tips. They would help me use the computer system, a very complicated computer system for managing freight. They would do all kinds of things. And I realized that I had so much to learn from others.
そして、まあ、同僚は非常に私に優しくて、いろいろ教えてもらって、手伝って、人に学べることができて、それが非常にありがたいご縁でしたね。
So I think back now on this past life and I realize that I had this wonderful encounter with a bodhisattva, an expression of the Buddha's compassion in my life.
まあこの父さんによってこの菩薩との出会いがあったんですね。非常にありがたく思うんですね。
This is the wish of the Buddha, that we can live in this way, looking back on our past experiences, some pleasant, some difficult.And come to see the ways in which we were guided by the kindness and compassion of others, the kindness and compassion of the Buddha at work in our lives.
そしてこれが仏様が私たちがこういうふうに生きること
願っていますね。自分の過去のことを繰り返してみて、大変なこと、辛いなことがあっても、その中に菩薩の出会いがあったことを気づくというのは、人生がますますありがたくなって、ますます念仏のありがたい人生になると思います。
Learning to live in this way, looking back with gratitude, we come to experience the joy of the Nembutsu right now, right here. So I'll conclude by once again reading these words given to us by the Buddha.
最後に仏様の言葉をいただいて終わらせていただきたいと思います。
If, when I attain Buddhahood, the humans and devas in my land should not remember all their former lives and thus be unable to know at least the events of the previous 100,000 kotis of Nayutas of Kalpas, may I not attain the perfect enlightenment.
Watashiga hotoke ni naru toki, watashi no kuni no ninden ya hitobito ga shukumyozu o ezu, kagiri nai kakko no koto made知り尽くすことができないようなら、私は決して悟りを開きませんと。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。